I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing 1-800-Cupid by C.L. Cruz, which is a Valentine's themed steamy novella.
It's about 43 pages long.
I'll start by reading the back of the book for you all, and I just want to say, whenever we chose this, first of all, we were looking for something Valentine's themed. That was first and foremost. Second of all, we noticed that this has good ratings. It's rated
Yeah.
4.27 stars, and we were like, okay, you know what? Slay. I will say the cover is discouraging.
The cover is so god awful.
The cover's rough.
Like, the cover is like one of those books that you are so scared to pick up, like at half price books, that it looks like something your mom read.
One of those Harlequin,
Yeah.
and it's like, come on. We could be more subtle than that in 2025,
Let's
I feel.
be, yeah, let's have a little discretion here.
It's like, have some decorum. So that is why we chose this book. I'm gonna read the description for you all. She needs a date for Valentine's Day. He's a handsome nerd for hire. Will their weekend fling turn into forever? Sasha, studying for my master's degree doesn't leave me much time for meeting men. Then my sister demands I bring a date to her Valentine's weekend wedding extravaganza, and no one defies Bridezilla. Without any prospects, I swallow my pride and hire a date. Thankfully, Dex Roberts is handsome, kind, and his six-pack abs have me thinking nerdy thoughts. Good one. When the sparks fly between us, will I look up from my books long enough to see the truth that the two of us are perfect for each other? Dax, as the developer of the 1-800-Cupid app, I never expected to use it. But when I'm alone on Valentine's Day, yet again, I decide to give it a try. I'm surprised when I get hired right away, but even more surprised when I meet my date. Sasha Edwards is smart, gorgeous, and sets my synapses on fire. It seems like we're meant to be, but can I convince her to make time for our love?
That description was longer than the book.
I think it took longer than it took me to read.
Actually,
The book. What would you rate this book?
wow. You know what? In honor of Valentine's Day and all things sexy, I'm gonna give this one a 6.9 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will too. I will
Yeah,
too.
you gotta
Because
do it.
I won the reasons you said, yeah. But also, I just felt like it was average.
It's also not
It was
that
average. And you know what? Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
But
We
you know
read it
what?
for you.
If you're trying to get ahead at the beginning of the year and you're
On your
not,
reading goal?
yeah, and you're not saving those shit ass books for the end of the year, go ahead and knock one out right now.
Yeah, use it as a little palate
Yeah.
cleanser. We'll start as per usual, breaking down the characters. I want to start with Sasha, our main
Ugh.
character.
God.
Not a fan,
No,
right?
she was so annoying.
She sucks. Okay.
Like, quit fucking complaining about everything.
Oh my God. So one, especially when I was reading the back of that book just now, she called her sister Bridezilla. I think that's pretty fucking rude.
And I feel like her sister was, you know, pretty normal
Pretty
about a lot of
normal.
stuff.
I thought, yeah, Sasha was kind of a bad sister for acting like her sister's wedding was inconveniencing her. And she was not even gonna show up on time, apparently, without Dax breathing down the back of her neck to get dressed for the
Yeah.
wedding. Like, that's
That's
insane.
insane.
That's insane behavior. Because
Also, you're an
she,
adult.
you're an adult, and she acted like, so she's in a master's program, right? She acted like she literally had to have her nose in a textbook 24/7. Like, if she unglued her face from a textbook, everything would catch on fire and the
These
world would
kids are
implode.
not going to find homes if
Yeah,
she does not.
you don't understand.
Get these
I
kids home.
would, listen, you're telling me that people with a Master of Social Work have straight A's? First of all, no, they don't.
They don't.
It, neither neither do
Also,
other people in master's programs. I'm not saying
okay,
anything about that program. I'm
master's
saying
programs are not
relax.
that serious.
They're not,
They're,
okay?
yeah, Caitlin has a master's. Like, she can speak
I've
on
got a
this.
master's. I've got a doctorate. It's
It's
not that
not that
serious.
serious.
subtle flex. But
Anyway,
yeah, and you know what? I stand by that. I'm proud of that. But it wasn't that serious, I can tell you that much. Sasha, relax, girl. She acted like her sister was an inconvenience. She did not have time to have social life. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. And probably what needed to happen is she needed to go see a doctor and be put on an SSRI, is
Yeah,
really what needed to happen.
it's like, you know why you're so stressed? Because you don't have an outlet. Like
Yeah.
friends and
Yeah.
things to do.
A
Like,
hobby?
yeah,
Like
like that's not
Jesus.
healthy.
Not at all. God, she needs a therapist. Dex.
He was whatever. I see your note down here. I also want to touch on this. That's weird, right? That he's like, yeah, people after the first date, they're just like, no, I don't want
Yeah.
to. It's like, what did you say?
He just dropped that little tidbit. Like, yeah, that is such a red flag for him to be like, oh, I have no problem getting dates, but I can't keep them. Like, what's wrong with you?
Are you using slurs on accident? Like,
Yeah. Are you actually just a piece of shit? And
what are you doing?
maybe he is, because I don't think Sasha's all that, and maybe they're perfect for each other. I don't know.
I did think it was so funny when she was like, yeah, this, he told her that in confidence. He's like, I can't get a second date. She was like, and you're not gonna.
Yeah. She was like,
And you're not gonna.
another thing. Sorry, buddy. No, but it was like that was a red flag for sure. But then the rest of him was written as like fine. Like I would say pretty beige or sometimes green flags, depending on the behavior.
I feel like authors don't understand what nerdy is, maybe. I don't know. Like, nerdy
Yeah.
was that, like, he can write code. Okay,
Yeah.
that's cool.
Okay, and
But,
that can be nerdy. That can be a nerdy quality. But
however,
as a person,
that man is not a nerd.
no. He's a little beefcake
He's a little
himbo,
cutie
but he's
pie.
smart. So he's not a himbo, but he's a hottie.
He's a hottie.
He's just a hottie.
And he is beefy. And at one
Yeah.
point, and he at one point made an app, and I think that was the defining factor. I don't know, or like the fact, I guess, that like he couldn't get a Valentine's date in high school, and like that really stuck with
Oh
him.
yeah, because he used to be not a beefcake.
That's
He
true. He
used to
used to
be
be very skinny
scrawny.
and scrawny. So maybe he was nerdy at one point.
Yeah, but he's not anymore, because
But
like
he
what
got
else
hot, so you
is.
can't be nerdy anymore because you're hot now.
Yeah, well, like the thing is that I would say the people who are nerdy as like adolescents, like they only get nerdier as they age. So like
Yeah.
what happened to him? Like where'd his hobbies go? What
I don't
is
know.
he besides a gym bro?
He worked out for 2 hours every day. Like,
That's
fuck,
insane.
dude.
Maybe
Get a
that's why he can't
life.
keep a date, because they're like, that in itself is a red
Sorry,
flag.
these games aren't gonna wait for anybody.
Obviously, there's only so much you can do with a novella and character development, but like, he's just
He
very
probably
flat.
just wasn't listening to him because he was too busy tracking his macros.
Yeah, he was like, sorry, I gotta
Hold
do this
on. I
now, because like
need
I
to
don't want to
weigh this
forget
chicken.
while it's fresh in my mind. I gotta go ahead and
I
write
gotta
that
do
down.
this.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I did. I don't know. I don't like Insta Love very much.
Which
But
obviously with a
this is what it
novella,
is. You gotta do
yeah.
it. You gotta do it. But she's like, no, I can't be with him. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, actually, I could see myself having his children and getting married. It's like, oh my
Which is wild,
God.
because like I'm all for insta lust, like that makes sense, but like this like deep-rooted like emotional
Yeah.
attachment that came out of nowhere is actually wild.
Did you see all my lights turn on? That
I
was
did just see
really
all your lights turn
scary.
on. Okay, so Tabby's house is actually haunted and it's fine. I can't get to you.
Anyway.
You're miles and miles from me right now, but it's okay. I'm here with you.
They're
I'm
usually
here.
very kind.
They're very
It's
polite ghosts.
anyway. That was scary.
We're fine. Let's talk about Bethany.
She was probably the sanest person in
Yeah.
this book.
And Sasha called her Bridezilla for no reason.
Yeah, she was like, you know what? Have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
don't fucking
sorry.
be late. Just don't be late. That's
Yeah.
all she asked.
That was all she was asking was for you to be at her wedding on time, and you called her Bridezilla.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes. Bethany was a little meddlesome. Like, it is a little
That's a
bit.
sister, you know?
Yeah, like
Like,
a sister is gonna be worried about you. And so it is like a little bit meddlesome for her to be like, you need to bring a date. However, I think Bethany saw Sasha's behavior and was like, we've got to do something about this because that's not right.
Because you're like very close to adopting a cat, and it's gonna go really downhill from there.
And when you do that, and you're not even hanging out with friends, downhill fast.
She was so real. She was real. I thought it was really shitty that Dax was like, yeah, also, by the way, I'm a hacker. And it's like, okay. And he like looked up everyone's information. He's like, wow, Hugo's credit score, fucking abysmal. It's like,
I forgot about that.
okay. That
No, that was insane, and it was
was
in the
such
story for no reason.
a mean thing to say.
Yeah, leave Hugo alone.
Hugo and Bethany are in love.
They're marrying for love, Dax. You wouldn't know anything about that because you can't
Like,
get a second
shit,
date.
dude. Yeah,
That's
what's your
fucked for
good credit
you.
score getting you?
Yeah, not a second
Not a second
date.
date.
Loser.
That 850 is looking pretty shitty right now, isn't it?
No one to share it with.
He was such a dick.
I forgot about that plot point, but that's a really good
Yeah,
point. She
so
did
random and
suck. That's
so
another
mean.
red flag.
So some thoughts and concerns as per usual. It was fine. Like it was good. The pacing was fine. I feel like they got the point across. As far as Insta Love goes, it was pretty standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't complain.
And
They
I
wrapped it
think,
up.
yeah, one thing that was well written about this is, of course, the pacing's fast. It's a novella, but it didn't feel confusing or jarring. And sometimes novellas do because they do have to move so quickly. It was not chaotic. I also I do love a fake dating trope.
Yeah.
However, I don't think it's suited for the short form
No.
storytelling format, because what makes a fake dating trope good is the tension
The
and the slow
relationship
build.
building.
Yeah, and then they're like, ooh, I think I'm starting to you really
Yeah.
like this person. And of course you can't get that with a short story.
You're just like, who's this man? Who's this
Yeah.
man that you just invited into your home? He
Yeah.
knew where you lived. Anyway,
I understand totally the insta lust again, that's a totally different thing, but as far as the insta love, it's like it doesn't really make sense.
I do love that this author. So I've looked at some other stuff. So Sasha is a curvy girl, and then you got Dax's little beefcake, and that's like pretty standard for her books. Like I love a little curvy girl in books,
Ooh, especially when
and.
they're paired with an Adonis of a man,
Yeah.
I
And it's
love
just like,
that.
ooh, like something to grab onto. I love that for him.
Yeah, I love that
Good for
too.
him.
I did also think that it was refreshing that Bethany did know that Sasha's date was fake, because sometimes in these stories it's like no one knows. So it's nice that somebody else knew the
Yeah,
secret, I
someone
guess.
knows. The plot line was fun with the dating app, and I don't know. I don't think it was very relevant though, him being like, yeah, I'm in a little bit of a slump. Because the whole point of the dating app was because he couldn't get girls in high school. And he's like, now what's my next big thing? It's like, first of all, how have you been making money this whole time? Unless he's still,
Is
I don't
this app
know.
extremely
Like, is it a paid subscription?
lucrative?
Like,
Yeah, maybe. I don't
but.
know.
Like the wedding planning app, like that seems weird and a little bit out of touch. Like he's never gotten married. What does he know about
Yeah.
wedding planning?
And stuff when this was written in 2021, that already exists. Wedding planning apps,
Yeah,
it
the
already
knot was there.
exists. Yeah, it's been invented.
The knot's been round. And then like the what was the I teach one or whatever, like he was gonna write one for students.
Oh,
And it's like,
yeah.
once again, I have Google Calendar. I'm
Yeah.
okay.
I just think he needs to do something else. I
He
don't think app development
wants
is a thing for him. I just think he needs to use his skills elsewhere,
something new. Yeah.
besides trying to come up with new
Maybe
ideas.
you should be a software engineer. Like, maybe you should go work for somebody.
Just be a staff person.
Silicon
Don't
Valley's
try to
not
be
for
your
you.
own. Yeah. You're not creative, Dax. What I'm trying to
This
tell
is what I'm
you.
trying to say.
I would say in general, I would read more of the novellas by this author because, like you said, they all feature kind of that curvy girl, muscular guy pairing. And I'm sure that there are other plot lines that are just better suited to a novella format. I think this one is just not it's not super compatible, and maybe that's a lot of the reason why it just isn't our favorite. But I would read more. I think the writing in general was good, like good quality.
It was for sure.
Except for.
Yeah, okay, so, and the caveat being that we do have two things that were absolutely illegal, a war crime.
So the sex scenes, okay, like in general, the sex scenes were fine and not like offensive,
They were
except,
well written.
yeah, but some of the word choice just really took me out of
It
it.
slapped me across the face to the point where I looked over to my husband. I said, "Listen to this shit."
I highlighted it on my Kindle and I said, huh? She at one point puts her mouth on, quote, one of his flat male nipples, end quote.
Like she
Huh?
didn't just say like the most diabolical phrase known to man.
And then continued that sentence by saying, like, that she explored the crevices of his body with her tongue.
Like, why, we know he's a man. Why did you have to say male
Male
nipple?
nipple.
What does that
Huh?
mean?
What does it mean? What do you mean?
I
Please.
hated that. I also hated like every time like shoe climax, she screeched. Screeched. No, shrieked.
Shrieked
She shrieked.
like a banshee.
And like it wasn't even just once. I was like, okay, she's just trying to find different words to say other than screaming. Cool. But no, after the fourth time, I was like, what? Are you an owl? Like, what are you? Why
She's
are you
a
screeching? Why are we
little bird
shrieking?
lady. Yeah, she do be shrieking.
Your neighbors are gonna
Yeah.
ask.
Actually, that might sound like a sound of distress.
Yeah, they're gonna call the cops.
They're gonna get confused. They're gonna think you're being murdered.
Okay, my other bone to pick, I thought this was so insane, was that they get there and like first of all, they're stuck in a car with her family and they're like, haha, we get it. You are a secret agent because you can use a computer. And
Yeah.
like it's like, sure, grandpa. And they get there and like poor Dax has never met any of these people before, and they're all like giving these families are giving like heartfelt speeches, and her dad's like, yeah, your turn. That is my worst nightmare.
That is insane behavior.
That
And it
is my
kind of
worst
reminds me,
nightmare.
oh, one time we were at a rehearsal dinner for our childhood friend's wedding,
Oh
and
my
we
God.
did go around the room and have to share stories with them,
Every
but
single person.
it
Oh my
was
God.
rough.
Yeah. No, like, why would you do that?
I don't know. That, like, I'm trying to imagine even wanting to listen to a stranger talk at a family affair, like a give a speech.
Like, who the fuck is
No.
this guy?
Yeah. That's Sasha's boyfriend. Oh,
They just
okay.
started dating.
Yeah,
It was
it's
like,
new.
yeah, okay.
We do have one short discussion question. I think this is something we already talked about off camera, and we were kind of like, huh, interesting. So there are quite a few books out there with this plot line of someone hiring a fake date to like get their family off their back because their family's like, why are you still single? When are you gonna get married? There are like quite a few books like that.
And I love them.
Yeah, and the thing is that I normally eat them up because normally there's a long enough story to actually develop a relationship there. So how common do we think this is in real life? Like, is there really some sort of like fake dating app out there for you to like hire people?
Surely not. But as we say that, I am going to look it up.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we do have Google.
Dates for hire app.
Not sex.
Olala, an app that allows men to buy dates with women. That seems not
See, because
right.
that's the thing, is like obviously, yes, there are escorts, there are sex workers, but it's
There's
like a fake date. Is that a thing?
one called Come Rent Me, an app that allows users to find companionship on a transactional basis.
I don't
And
trust that because it has the word come in it.
this one's Hire Me Please, but please is spelled PLZ, an app in China that allows users to pay for dates, chats, games, and massages.
Oh no, massages. They're all sex work apps, which is fine,
Apparently,
but
this
not what
is
we're looking for.
actually a really big thing in China. In China, date for hire apps became popular during Lunar New Year when single people face pressure from family to find a partner.
Okay.
What?
It's a thing, but it sounds like some of those are actually
Some of those sound a
sex
little
work
scary
for
though,
sure.
and like I
Unless
probably maybe don't do that. I don't, unless you want to. You're an
you want
adult,
to. Yeah.
but who am I to tell you?
No, like that is interesting that there is actually a culture that made it prevalent. Good to
And
know.
it's interesting. So that's 1-800-KEEP-IT. I do keep trying to call it OKCupid, and that is a real thing. But yeah, join us next week for an installment of Best Friends Book Club Explains the History of Cupid, aka I will be doing Cupid for Dummies, and I'm going to teach Kate a little something.
The week after that will actually be an off week so that everyone can finish reading Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros.
Which, if you haven't already, where have you been? What
Where
have
have
you
you
been
been,
doing?
Loka? Like, what? Do you have a job? Do you have school? I don't care.
I don't
Do your
care.
homework, do your reading. We will be discussing it on February 24th. So if you haven't started already, start that.
Yes.
So I already
Well,
said,
hello.
I already said started already.
Just start it.
So
No, finish.
start
You need to be
it.
finished. You should be done.
So finish Onyx Storm if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.